You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Cleveland's in town for Memorial Day weekend. We get Tigers Guardians for the first time since last year's postseason showdown. Joining us this morning, it's John Morosi, MLB Network. Good morning.
Jim and John, good morning, my friends. What a great time for sports in Detroit, and I cannot wait to see the Tigers play this weekend.
So we always, obviously we're biased to Detroit sports. And I think the one I want to lead with is the Tigers, best record in Major League Baseball. You hear it from coast to coast, north to south, it doesn't matter. Is there a respect for what the Tigers are doing amongst baseball circles this year?
Oh, there is. There is. I'm speaking from Boston this morning, and when I'm around clubhouses and, you know, everybody and most people that I know in the game know that I'm from Michigan and live in Michigan. And so we'll be talking about different storylines. They'll say, "Hey, man, how about your Tigers? What's going on over there?" So I think they know. I mean, there's an awareness. And I think that the credibility is growing. And the thing that I like about it too, John, is that this team reminds me a lot of the 06 team. And by that, I mean, it's built on pitching, which is what that team was built on. Mm-hmm. And it's also a collection of really good players that isn't necessarily dependent upon one superstar to carry the way. And that's, I think that's what makes it a fun team to watch. You feel a bit more connected to them, I think, because that was the way that 06 team went about things. And so I think in the same way, they're still, maybe that there's that it's taken some time for maybe other people nationally to just figure out how good they are. But when you've got the best record in baseball after 50 games, it sort of speaks for itself. And the foundation of it is pitching. And the way that, I mean, think about the way Skubal pitched this week, the way that Jobe has taken steps, the bullpen, I think, has really been impressive. Canely might be an all-star. There's a lot of really good stories. And I think the biggest part of it too, when you really kind of pull back and look at the larger picture here, is the farm system is really good. And so there is something sustainable about the way that they've gone about things that I think is just, I think it captures the respect of people who are in uniform around the sport. And also the people that follow it closely realize, yeah, this is a sustainable success that's now gone beyond just a great final 6 weeks of last year's regular season.
I get the comparison with 06. That was a summer surprise. This team, we knew they'd be good, but how good? I think that's our question right now. How good is this baseball team?
Well, I think a couple things stand out. They have some nice surprises, I think, offensively. Listen, nobody, if anybody driving around I-96 right now thought that Javi would be one of the best players in baseball this year, based on wins above replacement, then God bless you, because I don't think anybody really did.
Nope.
I'm not sure anybody at Comerica Park really thought that was going to be the case. So that part, and I think it's a fun conversation to have about what the Tigers ought to do with him once Parker Meadows comes back, and my answer to that would be nothing. You keep playing him right where he's at. As long as this goes, you ride it and you don't change anything, in my opinion. So I think that when you look around the American League, Jim, they're in the right league at the right time, okay, in terms of how good they can be. There is not a team on the field right now, and even the roster, there is not a team in the American League that I like their roster better than Detroit's. There's just not. Now, the National League, maybe it's a different story. There are some really good teams over there. But I was looking at the standings a couple of days ago. I was getting ready for the Red Sox and Mets broadcast here in Boston. And there's only one team in the AL East above 500. One. The Yankees. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the West, and I like Seattle's team a lot, but I don't like them better than Detroit. And Seattle's been at or near the top of the division there. The Rangers have some pretty serious flaws. They're not only do they have the best record in the American League, I like their roster the best of anybody in the American League. And that's a different statement, and both are true right now. The Yankees are still a really good team. They've got the best hitter in the world in Aaron Judge. But, you know, Gerrit Cole's out. And so, like, a lot of things are happening around the Tigers. You think, again, back to 06, what was unique about that year, Boston missed the playoffs that year. The Yankees were vulnerable. They were a little bit old. The Tigers beat them in the first round, of course. So the path was there. And they ended up getting to the World Series. It feels like that kind of a pathway again, to where just keep this pitching healthy, guys. And again, that's the challenge, right? Olsen and Mize are on the injured list right now. That's going to be the challenge. But I really do trust that AJ and Chris Fetter know how to do that the best they can.
You mentioned Canley might be an all-star. When you look at this roster and the way that they're playing, and you already mentioned it, right? There's not a superstar on this roster. It's kind of every game, it's somebody different. How many all-stars, when they start voting in early June, do you think this team will end up with?
Yeah, it's a great question, John, because I think in some way, shape, or form, it depends a little bit on, of course, other players that are making it and who you'll be able to get beyond, right? The other question is exactly what position is Javi going to be on the ballot at, right?
Right.
And again, like this is late May. He's having a great year. He is, and he's got notoriety in the league because there are fans in Chicago that still remember him and know him well. And so he might get just the general fan vote a little bit too. So you could certainly argue Torkelson. You could argue, I mean, there's I think at least five makes sense to me. That may be a little bit of a hometown answer for me, but Scooble's a lock, obviously. Canley's been one of the best relievers in the game. I think that five is a fair number. Green, there are people around the sport that really realize how good he is in terms of that he's the foundational player for them. And I still think when you get right down to it, and you look at his what he does when he's scoring runs, when he's driving runs in for this team, that's when they win games. There's a lot of guys that are having great years. Something about Riley Green still tells me when he is going, that is when this team is winning baseball games. And so I do think that he's in there. I think you could argue Torque, Baez, Canley, Scooble at the very least, and there's probably two or three other guys that you can make a really strong case.
Let's say Karp, when all said and done, if he goes on a tear. I mean, it's fun conversations. They're not going to get everybody. We know it doesn't work that way, but to have as many as five in the conversation is awesome. We're talking to John Morosi, MLB Network.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Question for you. We brought up Baez. We brought up Torque. Who's the bigger comeback player? Who stands out more?
I think Baez, just because he looked lost last year, right? And Torque did too, but Torque, at least in a Tiger uniform, his 23 season was pretty good. And so I think that we had seen it. We had at least seen flashes of this from Torque in Detroit before. The Baez story has just come out of nowhere, which is what makes it fun, right?
And
you can tell he's enjoying it. And I think part of it, and the irony of it all, I mean, maybe two things stand out. Javi has always been the kind of player, and from talking to people who were around him, even going back to winter ball in Puerto Rico and his early days in Chicago, is that he draws inspiration from the emotional barometer around him. And he missed, because he was hurt, he missed the whole what September was like to America, the playoffs. He wasn't there for it. And I think he never really got to feel what Detroit feels like when the team is consistently good. And now he is, and I think he's drawing some focus and some inspiration from that. And I think playing center field has been great for him. Something about being in the middle of the diamond, he feels athletic again, he looks athletic again at the plate and in the field. So I think that's the bigger surprise. I think Torque, you believe, listen, this guy was drafted 1-1 for a reason. He had a solid season in 23. This is in there. And I just think he's got himself to be a little more athletic. He's on time more, and he's been more productive. And it's a great story, too. But I think of the two, Javi is the bigger surprise. And it's been a lot of fun to watch him play this year.
The AL Central has four teams above 500. And right now, 50 games in, the Tigers have a 5.5 game lead over the Twins and the Royals. I'm curious your thoughts on who is the biggest threat to them throughout the season.
Yeah, it's an excellent question. I think that the Cleveland probably is what I would still answer, and it probably sets the stage nicely for the weekend. I just think that team, they're well structured, they're well balanced, which is the way that the team is set up. And I think Ramirez is still, he's one of my probably five favorite players to watch in the game. I just think he's a Hall of Famer for me. He's that good. And so I think it's still Cleveland. Kansas City, though, has excellent pitching. And KC challenged the Yankees pretty well last year during the playoffs, and then the Twins have gone on this amazing run. with them, it all comes down to health. When Buxton and Lewis are healthy, they're a really good team, and when they're not, they're a very average team. I know baseball's more complicated than that, but I look at the health of Buxton and Lewis and say that's what this team in Minnesota really depends on a lot. And their pitching has been solid lately too. Lopez, I thought, a month ago I would have told you he would have been a really good trade candidate for somebody, and now they're in it, and they're right behind the Tigers. So I do think it's Cleveland, but they're also maybe not quite the same team that they were a year ago. There's no more Josh Naylor.
Yep.
Class A hasn't been as dominant. So there's some elements of this team that are not quite as good as they were a year ago. But this is going to be a big test this weekend. It's a great homestand. And, of course, the Giants next week, they're going to be a fun story too. They're knocking on the door right now being a first-place team in the National League West of all divisions. So I can't wait to see these two teams play the Tigers. And I expect the Tigers to keep playing well, but it's going to be a nice test for the next week.
Yeah, we cannot wait as the summer continues to heat up for us. He's John Morosi, MLB Network. We'll have you on closer to the trade deadline because I have a feeling we're going to have some fun conversations with this team. Thanks for making some time with us.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? They didn't trade Scooble last year. How about that?
Unbelievable. Thanks, John.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you again soon. It's 97.1.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.